Jeremiah chapter 46. The word of the Lord Jehovah, which came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Gentiles nations, non-Jews. Against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh Necho king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon struck in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah. Put in order the armor and shield, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses. And get up, you horsemen, and stand forth with your helmets, sharpen the spears, and put on the coats of mail armor. Why have I seen them dismayed and turned away back? And their mighty ones are beaten down, and have fled away, and do not look back, because fear was all around. Says the Lord Jehovah. Do not let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape, they will stumble, and fall towards the north by the river Euphrates. Who is this who comes up as a flood, whose waters are moved as the rivers? Egypt rises up like a flood, and his waters are moved like the rivers, and he says, I will go up, and will cover the earth. I will destroy the city and those who live in it. Come up, you horses. And rage, you chariots. And let the mighty men come forth. The Ethiopians and the Libyans, who handle the shield, and the Lydians, who handle and bend the bow. Because this is the day of the Lord God Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. A day of vengeance, that he may avenge himself of his adversaries, and the sword will devour, and it will be satisfied and made drunk with their blood, because the Lord God Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead, and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt, in vain you will use many medicines, because you will not be cured. The nations have heard of your shame, and your cry has filled the land. Because the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty, and they have both fallen together. The word that the Lord Jehovah spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon should come and strike the land of Egypt. Declare in Egypt, and publish in Migdal, and publish in Noph and in Tapanhes, say. Stand fast, and prepare yourself. Because the sword will devour all around you. Why are your valiant men swept away? They did not stand, because the Lord Jehovah drove them. He caused many to fall, yes, one fell upon another. And they said, Arise, and let us go again to our own people, and to the land of our birth, from the oppressing sword. They cried there, Pharaoh king of Egypt is but a noise, he has passed the time appointed. As I live, says the king, whose name is the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Surely as Tabor is among the mountains, and as Carmel by the sea, so he will come. O you daughter living in Egypt, furnish yourself to go into captivity, because Noph shall be waste and desolate without anyone living in it. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction comes, it comes out of the north. Also her hired men are in the midst of her like fattened bulls, because they also have turned back, and have fled away together. They did not stand, because the day of their calamity has come upon them, and the time of their visitation. The news of it shall go like a snake. Because they will march with an army, and come against her with axes, as those who cut wood. They will cut down her forest. Says the Lord Jehovah. Though it cannot be searched. Because they are more than the grasshoppers, and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt will be confounded. She will be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. The Lord Jehovah, of hosts. Armies, multitudes. The God of Israel, says. Indeed, I will punish the multitude of No, and Pharaoh, and Egypt, with their gods, and their kings. Even Pharaoh, and all those who trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those who seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterward it will be lived in, as in the days of old. Says the Lord Jehovah. But do not be afraid, O my servant Jacob, and do not be dismayed, O Israel. Because, indeed, I will save you from afar off, and your descendants from the land of their captivity. And Jacob will return, and be in rest and at ease, and no one will make him afraid. Do not be afraid, O Jacob my servant. Says the Lord Jehovah. Because I am with you. Because I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, but I will not make a full end of you, but correct you in measure, yet I will not leave you completely unpunished.